This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. I love this. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of all of this. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can be involved in the conversation. Because I really do. I do want you involved in the conversation. You know, the smarter people than I up in the chat room. And what is it? Oh, the other one's a Facebook feed. I can never think about what to call it, but ultimately I guess it is simply that. It's a Facebook feed. I don't like that. You can have a... have a special name for it or something. You know what I'm saying? Again, I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I do appreciate the you telling your friends, loved ones, unloved ones, and that kind of stuff about what's going on with the show. I've got so much, but I think it's good stuff to talk to you about tonight. You know, I wrote a piece. I do it every, I do a bigger one every week. And I wrote a piece this week called Voting Like Stepford Legislators. And you guys can go get, you can go look up the word Stepford. You want me to wait and you can come back? Or maybe we'll do it during the break. I'll do it afterwards so you can take your time to go look it up and know what the heck I'm talking about anyway. Somebody should. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We had a Trump, I wouldn't even say it wasn't even a rally. It was actually Trump supporters en masse went to a town hall meeting held by the new attorney general here in California, which is just as bad, if not worse, than the old one. I don't know if you guys heard that story about Kamala Harris. We had her here. We kind of were happy to get rid of her, get her out of the state. It didn't work out well for us, though. But we had a protest of, you know, pro-Trump supporters, and we didn't have any violence. But I thought Trump was all about violence. I thought his people were all about violence. I thought whatever had to do with Trump, it was violent. Supporters of President Donald Trump disrupted a town hall held by California Attorney General Xavier Becerra. That happened in the Inland Empire town of Ontario on Thursday evening. The San Bernardino Sun reports that Becerra had led California's charge against many of President Trump's policies. You know, these guys... I love it. Governor Jerry Brown, Jerry Moonbeam. See, I get this in Harper when I say his name. Right? He came out and he says, you know, Trump doesn't know who he's fighting with. And we're going to do everything we can to stop and slow him down. I loved all these AGs starting to get together today. They're going to go against the Department of Justice on keeping money from them if they don't follow the law. Look. Those Dems, those loons, have totally lost control of their faculties. They don't want to follow the law. The law doesn't... Look at what Feinstein said. Like, her constitution is always growing and going, and you should really think about the person. No, you think about the law. The person needs to think about the law before they decide to break it. Kamala Harris actually tweeted out Judge Gorsuch has consistently valued legalism over real lives. I won't support his nomination. Right. So what she's saying is Judge Gorsuch has consistently valued or applied the law over what a person has decided they want to do. She's one of those that thinks that whatever you identify with is what you is. Isn't that great? Doesn't that make you feel warm and comfortable? But they all do this. I won't say it all. Majority of Democrats do this. Majority of them decide when they get up there that the law no longer does it not apply to them. It doesn't apply to anybody. And they'll decide what they want to do, how they want to do, when they want to do. So back to those nasty, mean Trump supporters who try to shut down Attorney General Becerra in California. But as I read here, as I look around and look at some of the other reports, there was no violence. I mean, the Trump supporters didn't beat up on anybody. Now, earlier this week, for example, we filed a brief supporting a lawsuit by Santa Clara County challenging the president's executive order that threatened sanctuary cities with the loss of federal funding. Funny how these guys will do this, like the AG for California do this, but he wouldn't do anything for the California people, or not he, Kamala Harris, where there are a few laws that the California people wanted her to enforce. She refused to do it. So as the AG of a state, she refused to enforce the law. So he's going to fight, or the Becerra is going to fight, the president's executive order that threatens sanctuary cities with loss of federal funding. Good luck. See, this has already been challenged in the Supreme Court and lost. If he's worded this right, the way he should, right? Because those grants come along with strings attached. The reason Obama lost when he tried to do it with executive order was he was trying to legislate. Like with the bathroom thing. Here, now you're going to do this with the bathroom because I believe it lines up with Title IX, and if you don't do it, we're going to pull your money. Well, what money was going to pull? What money was directly tied to those kind of things? Where, in this case, the U.S. Attorney General has said, hey, that money we give you for policing, you have to uphold federal law. If you don't, you lose the money. He's not just saying that. That was an agreement that they signed. So if anything, it's a breach of contract on the town, city, state, county, whatever. This one will not go down. I am Joe Macedo, host. You'll see on the Real Side of TCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network, where we get the signal out to all those radio stations and your peoples out there in the United States of the Americas. I was trying to learn, because a while back I thought we were going to go that way, you know what I'm saying? But now that we'll have the wall, stop. You know, somebody should, hey, what are you doing? You had to knock some sense into me? Haha, you lost your bullet now. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You trying to give me a headache? Jeez. The temple shot on that one.
Sorry.
See, you knocked that thought right out of my head. Oh, yeah, so I was over at somebody's office today. Look, there's not much there. Rattles around, falls out the other side. That's it. We're done. You know what I'm saying? So I was over at somebody's house today, and he had just got back from China. Trip over I don't know. What do you want to call it? In the Orient? But you can't do that anymore. Anyway, doesn't matter. So he had this. What's that?
Asia.
Asia. I don't want to call it Asia. That sounds so bland.
That's the name of the country.
It doesn't matter. Look, think about something. Close your eyes unless you're driving, right? If I say we took a trip to the Orient, don't you think like of those the old days and you're going through all those little places and all those, you know what I'm talking about? I was going to say with the geisha girls, but you know, all those weird looking buildings and all that stuff and little towns and, no? Okay, never mind. So anyway, he had a picture of the wall, Great Wall of China. And on one side of the wall, I mean, it's true when you look at it. And on one side of the wall, it was pretty smooth and it was, you know, it aged, but it wasn't, it didn't have pits and holes in it. On the other side of the wall, there were pits and holes, and you could tell that they were shooting cannons at this thing and all kinds of other stuff. And he looked at me and he looked at the picture. He goes, you know what that is? I said, of course I know what that is. He goes, and walls don't work? Okay, you got a point there. Yes, walls do work. You know, when you see where it ends, because everybody always, you know, talks about when it ends at the water and it goes into the water and you can't protect anybody. Well, think of where they have to go in the water, turn around and come all the way back up again. By that time, they're done. They're worm food, as we say. As I say. You don't have to keep up if you don't want to. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, Mike, on there, we actually did that story in the first hour. I'm not trying to make fun of you, because I really don't mean to do that. But we did the story in the first hour, and I was joking that I guess if there's too many white folk in the school, you can't get no money. Even though in a lot of cases, where's the tax dollars coming from? Do you know what I'm saying? All of this makes no sense. And it was even better. It's even better here in California. Always fun. You know, these guys really lost their minds in this state, and they think we're just going to put up with it just because it's them. But the Democrats do. The ones that are on the quote unquote on the same page do. And it's so bad. It's just so wrong. Where the heck was I? What story was I working on? Who I was making fun of? Who? It's just
Hispanics.
I was not making fun of Hispanics. I was?
Yeah.
That's not cool. Anyway, okay. Where I totally lost track of where I was. Sorry about that. And
new story.
Huh?
New story. Go.
We'll go to new story. Well, how about we finish up that other one? Because we never did. I mean, I got Kimberly crazy with it, which is exactly what I wanted to do. You know, and so let me do this one with her. Without her now. In 24 states, 50% more of babies are born on Medicaid. Come on, think of that. Right? New Mexico leads the nation. Somebody could say, what, 52, 53? No, back to the back of the line. 72%. In 24 of the nation's 50 states, at least half of the babies born during the last year, on record, had their births paid for by Medicaid. Now, that's according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. New Mexico led all states with 72% of babies born there in 2015, having their births covered by Medicaid. Arkansas ranked second with 67%. Louisiana ranked third with 65%. And three states, Mississippi, Nevada, and Wisconsin, tied in fourth place with 64%. If you're going to have all those kids, I want you guys to think about this. Think about this. I know somebody's going to say I'm making fun of the downtrodden. Not on your life. That's not what the goal is here. All right? 65%. 65% of the kids born are born on Medicaid, which means mommy and daddy in the picture, maybe not, can't afford to have that child. So what does that mean? That means that child now is also going to be on welfare. That's right. So there's going to be welfare dollars to feed that child, to do medical on that child, to make sure that child has clothes and a place to stay in the whole 9 years. 65% of the people in Louisiana have to be on some kind of form of state aid, don't they? Now, I realize that some of these families probably have more than one child, so you can't exactly 65%, but all darn close. But the bleeding hearts are going to say, well, you know, they're poor to begin with, and look, they're not well educated. Okay, so instead of doing this, why don't you turn around and give them the education they deserve? Stop flushing tax dollars. You guys have been doing education for the same way for over 100 years. When are you going to change it? You make fun of that Constitution, being it's so old. You're 200 years old. We shouldn't follow it. It doesn't really have a clue. Then why do you keep teaching the same way? Help me understand. You got all the answers. It hasn't changed. It doesn't do better. You keep throwing money at it. It doesn't fix anything. And then you're so worried about DeVoe wanting to close out the Department of Education. Can somebody please tell me anything the Department of Education, really, I mean big, has done that's good in the last 50 years? I'm not 50 years, you know what I mean. In the last three or four administrations. This last one, the number I love, which you really need to think about. Mr. Oblamo decided to throw $7 billion at inner city schools to raise the graduation rate. How many more kids you think graduated as you heard that flushing sound of your $7 billion? None. Zippo. Niente. Yet. Nothing. $7 billion, and all we did was probably give raises to administrators. Seriously. Not joking. True story. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Huh? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think most of tonight, I'm just going to hit all these stories that I haven't been able to get to that I think we ought to get to. I do think they're a big deal. Wow, and there's some crazy stuff you guys have sent me. You know, I can do the stories if you want. I can do the stories everybody else is doing. But that was real fast because you've taken a breath first. I felt you actually thought about it. I don't know. Just saying. So, anyway. And I don't like that because I think there's like 3,000 other places that you can get that. And I don't have to be one of them. Choose one of those other ones if you want to hear what they've been regurgitating all day long. There are so many other stories that we're not seeing, we're not hearing, we're not dealing with. You know, I talked to you earlier about the Kamala Harris case. She is now, what is she, state senator for California. And she won't vote for Gorsuch because he's more likely to follow the law. Now the California Attorney General, or she was the California Attorney General. So if she doesn't think he should follow the law, what do you think she was doing or not doing? Come on, let that roll around in your head for a second. Now, she has got a bit of a problem. He goes on to you. The truth is, anyone who enters the United States is already a lawbreaker, right? Anyone who comes here illegally is already eligible for deportation. Now, Harris seems to think that being a felon isn't enough to get you deported, once again, placing feelings above the law. Oh, but they came here. They're going to feel so bad if you send them back. Yeah, don't care. I'm sorry, but I just don't care. Look, if you want to get your kids here, if you're trying to get out of a bad life and all that, why would you do it illegally? I mean, if it's that bad, then you run to the consulate, you find a way to make it happen legally. And the reason I don't have much sympathy is because if you've seen Jesse Waters or some of these other people, they go out, you got somebody, how long have you been here? Well, I've been in America 29 years, right? Okay, great. Have you tried for citizenship? No. Why not? You can't speak the language. You're hiding, Right? You're going to be a cook the rest of your life, so you can hide the back where nobody can see you. You're going to make minimum wage and then complain about making minimum wage. You can't speak English. You can't read the tickets they're putting in front of you. And we're supposed to have sympathy for you after 20, 29, 49 years. You made exactly no attempt to be here legally. Why? Why should I feel bad for you at that point in time? And all that fake news going on, like on Facebook when they're posting about that guy. Oh, I talk about this in one of my pieces. He's been here over 20 years, well over 20 years, and he's being deported now. And he said, well, he has a business. He's been here. He's got a wife, yada, yada. Well, he came here illegal, and then he decided to file papers to stay. He got, I don't know if it was a green card or what, but he got the ability to stay. He just had a check-in with the INS people at the time, that's what they were called, right? Like once a year or twice a year or what have you. He was told, do not leave the country. And what's he do? Apparently, geography wasn't his first love. And he went to Canada. So the Canadian police picked him up on the way back. Not the U.S. police. The Canadian Border Patrol picked him up. And he had to get an attorney to bail him out. Once he got bailed out, the judge gave him a month to self-deport. Once you self-deport, you can start the paperwork to come back in, and you know you'd have a case for being here before. What's he decide? Being the good Democrat he probably is, he decided he could break the law. He didn't need to do that. So then he got a notice that he was being deported. He got picked up. And now he's getting ready to be deported. So what are the libs doing? Well, he's been here for 20 years. You should do that to him. He's got a business here. The fact that he broke the law has nothing to do with anything. No relevance whatsoever to the situation. They don't care about the rule of law. But here's another doozy about Kamala Harris. In a case called The People of California versus Efren Velasco, in this unpublished opinion from the Fifth Appellate District, the California Court of Appeals revealed that the state prosecutors and the California Attorney General, Kamala Harris, continue to be part of the problem. Kern County Prosecutor Robert Murray committed outrageous government misconduct under the supervision of Ms. Harris. Goes on to say, Ms. Harris and her staff defended the indefensible California State Prosecutor. Murray flat out falsified. You hear that? Didn't make a mistake. Didn't misspeak. Didn't mistype. He falsified a transcript of a defendant's confession. Now, Kern County Prosecutor Robert Murray added two lines of the transcript to evidence that the defendant confessed to an even more egregious offense than that which he had been charged. The already hideous offense of molesting a child, with the two sentences of the state attorney Murray perjurously added, Murray was able to threaten charges that carried a term of life in prison. There is the outrageous misconduct. The state court agents and investigators in the Sierra Pacific, now in the case of the Sierra Pacific, that caused the state judge to enter a multi-million-dollar judgment against Cal Fire. Think about that. So we lost the multi-million dollars because we can't have people tell the truth. Now, these people are supposed to be above all that. We're supposed to be able to trust them with that. And we can't, apparently. Attorney General Harris had to reverse course. She was given the oral argument on the back end of this case. She had to reverse course on that case, but she did so only after the Ninth Circuit Court judges, the most liberal judges in the country. They seem to have their own constitution that they go by, but the most liberal judges in the country made it clear that she would not like the opinion that would be forthcoming if she did not correct it herself. In that case, the State Court of Appeals saw evidence that the prosecutor himself had committed perjury. Now, if Ms. Harris had her way, this whole thing would have got swept under the rug. Nobody would have known about it. She probably would have dropped the charges and then moved on. But this is somebody that we're putting up that we want to They're supposed to be protecting us. Does that sound like somebody that's protecting us? Because it doesn't to me. Again, I say I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, so I don't know. But at this point in time, I'm saying no. I don't want her helping me. I don't want her protecting me. I don't even want her anywhere near me at this point in time. I really believe to, I mean, look at some of these cases that have come up. And you have to sit there and think to yourself, at what point does the other side look at their people? I mean, do we have whacktoids on the right? Yeah, of course we do. But I don't know if it's to this level. I don't believe it is anyhow. Like this one here. A Democrat Republican is now under investigation. I'm sorry. A Democrat... Okay. Democrat representative is now under investigation because he gave his girlfriend $2.4 million in taxpayer dollars over 17 years. Okay? Now, couldn't possibly... See, it has to be... I'm sure it's racism. Because it's an African-American Democrat. It has to be. But this is one of their loved ones. Florida Democrat Representative Alcee Hastings is under investigation for overpaying staff, in particular, his longtime girlfriend. He's probably just simply making up for all the underpaid women in the government across the country. I'm just guessing here. But he overpaid her $2.4 million. She must have been one heck of a girlfriend, you know? Patricia Williams, the story came to light when the Washington Free Beacon posted the facts in a news report on March 9th in response to the Congressional Watchdog Group, Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. It filed a complaint on March 20th. Patricia Williams currently serves as the Deputy District Director in the Representative's Broward County, Florida office. She receives the maximum allowed by a congressional staffer per year, but guess what? You'll have to come back to find out. I'm Joe Senior Host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back. You don't want to miss this.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on up there. Or, if you wish, if you want, that's perfect. If you wish or you want, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, you really got to, well, that's good. You really got to pay attention to what's happening, seriously. Because, you know, they slide these little things past us. They slide issues and that kind of thing past us. And we're too busy watching. It's like I said, there's so many distractions going on. There's so many things going on that really you don't need to be watching for. You don't need to be paying attention to. You don't need to be, you know, sucked in, if you would, by all that craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right. Where were we doing? We were talking about the, the guy that paid off his girlfriend. The guy that's being investigated. Somebody said, that why don't they just arrest these people? Well, they can't. You see, they're congressmen. Right? They're congressmen, and you can't just jump in and put them in handcuffs and figure it out. You've got to have a good reason to pull these people out of their seat. And the fact they're tracked up with this money, they see it, they see what's happening. Apparently, it's not good enough.
He hasn't broken any laws.
He hasn't?
No.
Overpaying his girlfriend isn't breaking a law? I guess not, no. He's making up for all. That's stealing taxpayer money. Let me write the laws. If I write the laws, they'll make sense. I'm serious. Like them, but they'll make sense. All right, so anyway, Patricia Williams currently serves as Deputy District Director in the Representative Broward County, Florida office. She received the maximum amount allowed by a congressional staffer, which is $168,000 per year, even though that she does not have the most responsibility in the office. She has, she makes more even Hastings does. Whoa. Oh, that's going to be demeaning. Because the staffer makes more money than you do. Traditionally, the highest paid position in the congressional office is the staffer, or the main staffer, right? Williams and Hastings met in the 1980s. He was a federal judge. God. And they elected this guy. This is going to make the hair on the back of your neck, it's going to make you crazy. If it doesn't, you're brain dead. Williams and Hastings met in the 1980s. He was a federal judge facing impeachment. Well, heck, if he can't make it as a judge and he might be impeached, let's elect him to Congress. He'll fit right in there. God. She was on the legal team representing his sorry butt. That's my words. After the trial, he hired her as a staff assistant. Well, she got him, you know what I mean? She got him cleared. She's since worked her way up to the current position, I'm sure. Congressional staffer salaries have only been publicly reported since the year 2000. So those records indicate that in 2001, Williams was paid $98,000 for her work as staff assistant. Washington Times reports that the median salary for congressional staff assistants is from $30,000 to $35,000 a year. She got $98,000. You do the math. Apparently she was doing the work of three people. You know what I mean? Even given... Can't stand it. I don't know any way to... There's no other way to deal with this. She's a girlfriend. Do I think she had the ability to do the job? Probably. Nobody's questioning that. But she doesn't have three times the ability, and she's not worth $2.4 million more. And getting him out of his predicament about being impeached as a judge. And then you voted him in. You wonder why I have no hope for society. Guys keep putting them in. You keep putting them in. You keep putting them in. And then you wonder why things go sideways. Okay. Even given points for loyalty and seniority, she's still ridiculously overpaid. 2001, she made $121,000 all in all. Patricia Williams made $623,000 as a staff assistant during 2000 to 2005. In 2006, Williams was promoted to deputy district director. I know some of these people. That's a lot of money. Her subsequent raise increased herself to $143,000. She continued to receive raises over the next several years until 2012, when her salary peaked at the maximum allowable limit of $168,400. Now, it's stuck there for 5 years, because remember, it's peaked. They can't go any higher. So since 2005, this government worker made $2.4 million in taxpayer money as an assistant, as an errand runner, as a whatever. In 2011, Williams' daughter, Maisha, was even hired as a staff assistant. There are no rules prohibiting relationships with staffers, although there are rules against hiring family members. Hastings gets around that by saying that they aren't married. Right? Always a loophole. We're the bad guys. They always have the loophole. Well, my Utah group states this relationship, along with the facts that Williams has been paid by the maximum amount by law for several years, and is Hastings' highest compensated employee, but not the staff members that generally have the most responsibility, indicates serious ethical concerns. The ethics rules prohibit a member from discriminating unfairly by dispensing special favors. Well, I'm sure this is not a special favor. I'm sure she's worth every nickel of it. More specifically, the House Code of Official Conduct prohibits a member from retaining employees on the member's payroll who do not perform official duties, especially ones those commensurate with the compensation received. Each member is accountable for paying for staff. So the buck will stop with him, I hope. Right, so he's responsible. So also of note is the fact that one of Hastings' staffers is the wife of an ex-employee. Donna Nichols-Jones is the wife of Michael Jones, who worked for Hastings from 1993 to 2011. Michael was dismissed after he used a... Ready for this? Oh, God. After he used a $6,000 business loan for a personal loan in 2011, he was convicted of money laundering, conspiracy, and fraud. Court records show that Donna was complicit in the crimes. Well, this office is just full of thieves now, isn't it? My God, look at this. I'm surprised they should have just moved it to the county jail. They wouldn't have to drive so far. God, this is nuts. What happened to ethics, integrity, the right way to do business? Court records show that Dutton was complicit in crimes. Ready for this one. And she's working there, assisting him in creating fake invoices to send the money to themselves. The money was used to pay off credit card debt, travel, groceries, and other personal expenses. She was ordered by the court to pay $400,000 in restitution and serve one day in prison. Hastings hired her back for part-time work, paid her about, for part-time work, I want you to hear that, paid her $30,000 a year. So with all the shady money circling around, you'd think it'd be appropriate at Hastings. 1981 impeachment had to do with dirty money as well, right? As a federal judge, he was charged with accepting, you ready for this one? A bribe in exchange for reducing the sentences of mobsters he convicted. He was acquitted in 1983, but later investigations found that he had tampered with evidence, committed perjury, and conspired to accept bribes. Perfect resume to become, God, a congressman. Are we serious?
He's a businessman.
He was impeached on seven articles, all the while Williams was his son, working on his behalf. If the congressman couldn't seem any dirtier, there's more in 2011. A female staffer filed separate sexual harassment charges claim against Hastings, according to the complaint drafted by the Watchdog Group. Mr. Hastings' intention was crystal clear. He was sexually attracted to Ms. Packer. He said that if she had sexual relations with him, he could further help her in her career. Just ask my girlfriend. God. It doesn't get much dirtier than this. Some of the notes in the complaint included unwanted physical contact, including full frontal hugs. He invited her on several occasions to come to his hotel room. Did she go? Because, I mean, that's just dumb. And they complain about Republicans. Don't you love it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, the next hour, come on back. If you're on, you got to reset top of the hour, right? We're going to talk about Stepford legislators. I was going to do that this hour, but this stuff was too crazy to ignore. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.